Blog Talk Radio.
What you do, don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better, sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks, don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you, let me run your bath water, whatever you desire, I'll fly ya. Brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your place. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tight, I keep my figure right, I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your place. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Okay, here we go. Had the phone on mute. I'm sorry about that. Good evening. I'm saying good afternoon. How's everybody doing out there? Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast on this Friday, March 22nd, 2024. This happens to be a this happens. This is a good show. I love when I sign on and I see people who called in early, who are ready in the queue and ready to go. It really gives me a certain motivation to make me wanna just do my best, just entertain. Today is like a weird show for me in a way. Everybody know I always take a shower before my show, but I'm actually in bed. I'm usually in the studio room sitting up in front of laptops and filters and stuff like that, but I'm actually in the bed laying down because I got gout. I don't know how many people are familiar with gout, but I'm familiar with it because it's something that has been hindering me for a long time, since the 90s. I think the first time I got it, my youngest daughter might have been like 2 years old. She's 21 now. Gout is when, most of the time it's your big toe. Your big toe swell up, or it could be your fingers, or it could be any toes. It's usually known, like most people think, it's like the old man disease or old woman disease, because young people really don't get gout too much. It's mostly older people. Well, I was getting it in my 30s, but then back then I was getting it from drinking too much. If I drunk 3 days in a row, I would get the gout. I don't know how many people know about gout, but it's a painful, painful illness. Right now, it's like my big toe on my left foot is like swollen. I like to say it's swollen like a glazed donut. And you can't even touch it. That's how painful it is. You can't even, like if you get in the bed, you can't even pull a blanket or a sheet up on it because that would even hurt. Just to pull a blanket or a sheet over your toe, that's how tender and delicate it is. How I've been managing it for the last 2 days and not really staying off of my feet, I really don't know. But the show must go on, and that's what I'm here to do. But let me tell you, everybody know I said last week that I've been bothered with, like, acid reflux since New Year's. And I've been going on like 2 months, going into 3 months. I was really getting concerned. I think I spoke about it on another show I had. So actually today I haven't had fried food in 2 months. I haven't had fast food in 2 months. And I haven't had beef in 2 months. Today makes 2 months. And I thought I was just doing good. The acid reflex is almost completely gone. All I've been eating is everything grilled. Grilled chicken, baked chicken, asparagus, sweet potatoes, baked potatoes. I just been on a steady regimen just for 2 months, just eating right. And it paid off. But then last Monday, I was on YouTube, and I saw this dish on there. It was broccoli and mushrooms mixed together. So I love broccoli, and I like mushrooms. So, you know, I said, let me whip this up and put it together. So, you know, I put olive oil in the frying pan, heated the pan up. Cut up some onions and sauteed the onions. I cut up maybe like 15, 20 mushrooms, put them on top of the onions, you know, stirring it. Half a stick of butter, and just kept stirring it. Some soy sauce, onion powder, garlic powder, you know, I'm seasoning whatever salt. And then I put the mushrooms on. No, then I put the broccoli on top of the mushrooms. And I just stirred it. And I just stirred it. And it came out good. And it was good. I ran out of broccoli, so I just kept eating the mushrooms. I ate the whole pot. Because I'm thinking, it's vegetables. Broccoli is vegetables. Mushrooms is vegetables. I'm not eating beef. It's not fast food. It's vegetables. It's from the ground. It's from the earth. The next day, I didn't know. I felt my foot tingling a little bit. And about 5 o'clock in the evening, I take my shoe off, and it was like I just felt the throbbing, like automatic pain just blasted into my foot. Like my one big toe on one foot and like a couple of toes on the other foot. Like, what the hell? And I knew. I was like, well, I didn't know. I thought it might be my diabetes. I've been done away with that metformin, that diabetes medicine. I've been stopped taking that because I'm already taking 2 blood pressure pills and other stuff. So I'm like, I'm not going to be a slave to this medicine. I'll control my own sugar. So the next morning I get up, I take my blood sugar. It's 116. I'm like, oh, shit. Anybody who know about diabetes and sugar, 100 and under is normal. It's perfect. Mine, 116. That's great because the last time I took it, it was 188. So 116 was like perfect. So I'm like, it ain't diabetes. Take my blood pressure. My blood pressure, 120 over 80. Everything is cool. I'm trying to think now, figure out what have I eaten because, you know, gout come from fried food. Alcohol, beef, and I Google broccoli, nothing. I Google mushrooms and gout. And there it was, right there. Mushrooms are high in purines, P-U-R-I-N-E, whatever that is, some type of acid that you already have in your body. And it said, eat mushrooms moderately. Don't overindulge if you suffer from gout or you'll get a flare-up. And there it was right there in black and white. I ate a whole pot of mushrooms, and I'm suffering with gout. It's like the second and the third day I got the medicine, but who the hell would have thought? I'm eating right to get rid of one thing, the acid reflex, and I wind up getting gout from eating mushrooms. So I'm like, what the hell can we eat in this world? We're like, what can we do? You would think that broccoli and mushrooms wouldn't hurt you. I'm here to tell you it did more than hurt me because right now I'm in a lot of pain. I just took ibuprofen 800, and you're not supposed to drink. Now, I got liquor, and I got wine, but I'm not supposed to drink because that's no good for gout. So I'm going to try to make it through the show without drinking, because if only if I drink, I would be a fool with my toe big as a glazed donut, and I'm taking medicine. So for me to drink would only, it'd be like reversing the fighting against the medicine. So we'll see. We'll see how we do. But that's where I'm at now. I'm in the bed. I'm laying down with my leg elevated. And, I got my guest trying to come on for a minute. She says she can't get through. One second. Let me see if she could get through. I didn't even know she was going to show up tonight. But yeah, so your boy, Mr. F Love, is sitting up here with gout in my big toe. And it's rough. But we still gonna do our thing. We still gonna do it. Everybody, give me 1 second. I'm trying to get my guests in. 1 second. We always got these problems trying to get people to get through on the show. Everybody know my show is based out of Paterson, New Jersey. So we're supposed to get some rain tomorrow. We got some serious topics to talk about today. We got some topics. We're going to try to get to them. Kissing. What are you? Kissing with your eyes open or eyes closed? Let me see. This might, let me see who this is. 0672.
Hi, Jay Sean. This is Gigi.
Oh, what's up, Gigi? I didn't know who this was pressing. I always forget your number. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself? You got me on a night I'm not working, so I made sure I came on.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I can't come on when I got the kids because we be talking too deep.
Yeah, we gonna get there. You know that. I was telling everybody about my episode with the gout.
When you were saying it, I said the mushrooms. One thing. With my journey of eating healthy, and I stopped eating meat. It's been 8 years. I'm going on 9 years now. And I thought that some of the things that I was doing was healthy, but they were actually hurting me.
For real?
Yeah. And mushrooms was one of the things. I don't have gout, but I have acid reflux really bad. And I didn't know that mushrooms take that. I had no idea.
So you had a problem. You had a problem with mushrooms too.
I did. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't. I really didn't know. You know, I ate like a whole bowl of them.
Well, what it was you ate too many. You got to eat them in moderation, and you can't eat them too often.
Oh, okay.
And one of the things you did when you said you put a half a stick of butter and
yeah,
you did the olive oil, you got to do the ore.
That was a big no-no too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I learned the hard way. I definitely did.
Well, it wasn't a hard way. It was a lesson to be learned out of it. You learned the lesson, so now guess what? You won't do that again.
Nah, I won't do that again at all, not at all. But look, hold on 1 second, okay? I got
to
call my sister, and then I got to go backstage with my guests for a minute, and then we're gonna come back. Everybody, stay with me. I'm glad I see the people on the line. We're gonna have a good show tonight. Everybody know what we're gonna do. We're gonna talk about relationships and everything to go about it, and love and all that stuff like that. I'm glad everybody here. I got to try to, everybody get tired. I'm just going to play this. Everybody get tired of me playing the same song, but I got to get some new music up here. But look, we're going to be right back. We'll be right back. Gigi, stay with me, all right?
I got you.
All right, we'll be right back after the song.
Maybe I see you.
working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up.
Everybody in here now. I had to get my guest back on the line. My guest is an old friend of mine. We go way back, and we actually had a mutual friend who's not with us anymore. He passed away, and we haven't really talked since then. But we kind of connected on Facebook. So that's one thing that Facebook is good for, is connecting old friends. And I told her, why don't you come on my show? You know what I mean? And just talk some relationship talks and see where you at, you know, in life and stuff like that. And we'll just take it from there. So let me see if she's here. Angel,
how you doing?
Hey,
yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Okay, I'm good. What should I call you, Angel, or what should I call you?
Angel.
Okay, we call you Angel. And you based out of where? You based out of Newark?
Yeah, I'm in Newark right now.
Okay, so how you been?
Back then, I've been Patterson. I was running Houston Patterson real hard.
Yeah, I remember.
And
yeah,
now
remember.
My family.
And now what?
Me and our boy, real hard. Every club, every night.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say that. Angel was a dancer, and you know, everybody know when I was in that life, and she was with one of my partners, but he passed away. He not with us, and we miss him, but he not here right now. And we did a lot of things. We've been a lot of places.
Yeah.
Right. That was a couple of years. So are you still dancing?
No, actually, I stopped dancing purposely so I could focus on my kids, because we don't realize when they get older, they see a lot of the things that we're doing. And right now, as my middle child, I'm trying to get him back in order. But I can't really fault him because of some of the things that he's seen me do. So he thinks it's okay. So I'm just focused on family right now. Because I'm a little older.
That's a big problem too in that lifestyle, when you were out there in that fast life and you dancing and you in the clubs and you making money, and sometimes we forget and we got children, but we think they not watching, but they watching. And then they
watching
us. And then sometimes they you know, they lose respect for you, but quietly, like they're not gonna say it because they too young. They're gonna wait till they get older, and then they might show out, or then again they might say it. That's like kind of the reason why,
yeah,
I stopped. You know, when I was, you know, doing my thing, because I had got daughters, and then the a lot of females, they was dancing. They was getting younger and younger and younger. And then I was seeing girls dancing in clubs the same age as my daughter. So it started kind of wearing heavy on my heart too, you know, and on my soul. So
yeah, like my oldest, he's starting to come around, but I'm still having. He actually showed exactly what you said, them trust issues in me. Because it's not a secret, when I was a dancer and our friend, we was managing new clubs and all these girls, we had the business. It's 1,500 and more coming in every night. But the kids, they don't really look at the money. They look at the time that you're home. You know, because I had two apartments and we were helping the girls get off the street and we were doing a lot, but what am I doing for my kids at home?
Right.
Like, they're good. They can get all the Jordans and everything they want, but when they want to watch a movie with you or just eat dinner with you, you're not there. And that could be
right.
Almost every night.
Yeah.
I think
we were moving like that. I think we was moving like that every night. You know, we was just
chasing
that money.
Real. And at first, and like being a young mother, I thought they wanted, but they really wanted me to be home.
Right. Hey, you sound very mature, like mature. You know, like I could tell by, you know, the way you're talking, like, because it take a lot for somebody, a man or a woman, to admit that, you know, the things they was doing, and it don't have to be dancing in clubs. It could have been selling drugs. It could have been chasing another family. It could have been anything, you know what I mean? But you just took time away from your kids, you know, to do that, and now you got to try to go back in time. And some people say you can't get time back. You just got to move forward, you know. So I commend you for that. You know what I mean? But what I wanted to talk about, because it's a lot of people that really don't understand that world that we was in, you know, the dancing world.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I talk about it, and sometimes I don't talk about it, but I try to bring a clear understanding, because we all adults, you know what I mean? So, and this is an adult podcast, so don't worry about, you know, we all adults. It's nobody judging nobody. It's dancers, it's people that done dancing clubs that's listening right now. It's probably people who done did more than me, I did, and you did, just listening right now.
Jay Sean, I don't want to cut you off, but I actually remember you, Angel. We don't have to go into details. And I'm going to say this to both of you. The things that you've done and the lifestyle that you were in is who made you the people that you are today.
This is a different angel. But go ahead and say what you're saying. This is a different angel.
Regardless of whatever you have done in life, know that it made you the person that you are today. Sometimes we don't realize and don't understand why we go through the things and do the things that we do. But sometimes we have to go through the things that we go through and the things that we do to grow into the people that you are today. So all that you've done, just know that it allowed you to grow to be who you are today and to be able to talk about it and live through talking about it, because, you know, some of that crazy life that, I'm going to say we, because I was in that life as well. I wasn't dancing like that, but I did my thing, that we survived. Talk about it.
Right.
Because not only did we survive, we're not in jail.
Oh, you know it, yes.
Or dead.
So, you know, God allowed us to go through what we went through, and even in the midst of all that, he still covered us.
That's very true. That's very true.
All right, guys, that's all I needed to wanted to say.
All right, well,
you know,
stay with us. Go ahead, Angel.
Oh, what Lady just said is true. See, what made me, it's funny when you think about it, but then it's not funny. See, my son, this is one of the things that got me out of the actually nightlife, because we were living in a little spot in North, and I was sitting there counting my money out. You know, little dance bags, you got all these crumbled up dollars. So we had long radiator poles that has a long pole that goes up and down. So he grabbed the pole and started dancing. And I'm like, what are you doing? He said, I want to be like mommy. And we giggled about it, but when I thought about it, I said, he sees everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I thought I was doing it, but he actually knew exactly what I was doing. I was going out every night dancing. So it kind of, when you sit and I think about little things like that, like, it kind of takes me back, like, damn. I kind of put my kids through a lot.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Angel. So I often wonder this, like, you know, about ladies who was in that field and everything. So being that you're not in that field right now, right, and when times get hard and you run into a lot of problems and you might don't have the money to pay a phone bill, or you need money for your kids or something like that, or anything like that, do you ever think about, well, I could just go to a club and I can get the money, and I could, you know, or I could just call up a date or something like that? Do you ever get thoughts of going back?
All the time I think about it. But then I have a cousin I used to actually dance to, and it's like I rarely see her, but when I have the moments, for some reason it's just like she just pops up out of nowhere. And she's one of my reminders too that I don't need to go back to it. It's not always going to be easy. And that was my problem. When I got out of dancing in the nightlife, I couldn't manage myself because I was so used to having it so fast. So working for it again, like going to a 9-to-5, was just like a struggle. Like, I can't do this. Like, I'm in the club. Like, but now, we adjusted back to life. It's not as bad, but I had a moment where I want to go just dance for a night, make that quick few hundred, and come home. But my kids are 18, 13, and 4 now. They see everything.
Now that's honesty, because a lot of women, they wouldn't admit that they get thoughts to go back into that life. Like when they need money, they be like, well, I know I could just go in this bar and get me a couple of hundred, or I could just call this guy and I could get money. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people wouldn't admit nothing like that. You know what I mean? So I respect you for that. Even on my end, you know what I mean? Like men who was promoters or were promoters and pimps and all that, you get thoughts like that too in your mind. Like you say, like, man, if I could just go back in that life and get me a girl, a female who down and everything, and then we could just hit the road and we just could get money instead of punching the clock for somebody and slaving for somebody every day. Like that should be in my mind all the time. Like if I'm working and a boss, you know, and he gives the wrong look, like I'm just a number. Or if he look at me disrespectful, or if something happened at a job, and I'd be like, I can't even believe that I'm punching the clock or whatever I'm doing. I'm used to having, you know, I'm used to having money. Like, I'm used to, you know, I mean, you know, we traveled a lot, right? We did a lot of things together, me and you, and my man. You know, I ain't going to say his name, because if I say his name, then people might listen and might know who you are. So, you know what I mean? May he rest in peace. But look, this another question I wanted to ask you. When you out in that world and you dancing and you doing things that whatever and it's married men in the bars. And they talking to you, or were they doing whatever they do? Was it ever a time in your mind where you felt bad for the married man, his wife at home?
Once I got older, because when I was younger, my mind was just like, well, that's her problem. I have no ties to her. But when, you know, you think about it, you be like, damn, that could actually be me sitting in the bed wondering where my husband is. Especially if he's one that don't answer phone, like, from YouTube voicemail. That's my older thoughts. But back then, I didn't care. I didn't care.
You didn't really. it was like Elsa. So what, you was a home wrecker?
Yes, when I was a yes. Yes, certified.
Well, yeah. Sir, let me. And I always got to do this. Like I take this from Wendy Williams' show. Like when Wendy Williams like to say, like, tell, like, what kind of shoes you got on and stuff like that. I got to describe Angel to y'all. Angel is what? Or are you dark brown or dark skin? What you go by?
I am brown.
Angel is brown, dark brown, right?
Yeah.
Angel is dark brown, y'all. Long hair. How tall are you? What's your height?
Oh, I haven't grew not an inch. I'm still 5'2".
Angel is 5'2". And let me tell you, Angel is a beautiful, beautiful woman. Very beautiful. So a lot of people, I know you get guys and they used to come in the bars and then they say, what's a woman like you doing in a bar like this? And a beautiful woman like you doing in a bar like this? And when you was out there dancing, did, I don't know how many years you did it or nothing like that, but did you feel like you could make that a career forever at the time when you was doing it? Did you feel like that?
I actually did, and I have this conversation with people all the time. I actually thought that would have been like, oh, I could dance. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. Especially in New Jersey, we don't get naked, you know. But I'm like, yeah. And plus, being the fact that I'm not just a dancer, I'm a pole dancer. Like, I got a lot of places because I know how to do tricks and climb poles, and I know how to do them kind of things. So I thought, yeah, I could do this forever. Until I'm
what's the difference between a dancer and a pole dancer? What's the difference?
Well, regular dancers, like you have to do more. To me, it's like, because either way, you either dancing to me makes money. But pole dancers, to me, when the guys come to the club and they can see a girl shoot up a 50-foot pole and do a death drop, that's exciting. That's when it rains, you know? So, like, a guy can see a woman touch all of herself. He can turn on Pornhub for that. But when you're touching and you see the girl just out of nowhere do a trick, it's mesmerizing. So I was able to get into a lot of clubs, and I got noticed for that.
Yeah, you was a good dancer, and you also was in one of my movies. One of my movies, right? I put you in one of my movies. You was dancing in my movie,
yeah,
I think.
Yes, I was one of the first episodes, and then I started dancing, and then we started bringing the girls in with us.
Yep, we sure did. It's almost surreal talking to you because I haven't talked to you so long. So,
yeah.
It feels good to hear your voice and you sound vibrant and you sound well aware of what's going on. What would you tell an 18-year-old girl who was thinking about dancing, and if she came to you for advice, what would you tell her? Would you tell her to dance, or would you tell her not to dance, or would you tell her how to do it, or what she should do, or how she should get in the game and out the game? What would you tell an 18-year-old girl right now who came to you for advice on go-go dancing?
Well, my advice would be different from what I would have told her back then, because times have really changed. Like, as far as the clubs and stuff, like, they don't even give them, you know, girls don't make the same amount of money as I used to when I was dancing. So if she was adamant what she was going to do, I would give her some tips, but I would also advise for her to try to find another way.
You would try to advise her a different way?
I would try to. I mean, there's nothing wrong with dancing, but if you're just in it for the money, like, you know, I was in it. I love the money, but I woke up every morning and prepped myself for the night because I was excited to entertain. I was an entertainer, and that's how I made my money off of entertaining. And loving what I was doing, getting excited to see somebody's eyes pop wide open when I did a headstand on the bar or something like that, you know. So, but if you're not in it for the entertainment part, if you're going in for the money, you're gonna lose.
Okay, I got another question then. If looking at, how old are you now?
Now I'm 36.
Okay, you're 36. So at 36 years old, what would you tell? Because how old were you when you started dancing?
When I first started in the club, I was 24, and I went into I was in the club always until I was 20. No, actually, till I was 30. But I advanced, though. It wasn't, I was like just a dancer. I ended up learning how to bartend, you know, how to actually manage things. God rest his soul. I talk about him all the time because he's a big reason why I think the way I do, because if it wasn't for some of the goals he set in my head, I probably would have lost way back then. About how money management and how to deal with people in a club.
Right.
I probably would have lost, because if I would have went in with my eyes closed without him, I would be one of them girls
Hold that thought. Somebody got disconnected. I got to call them back in. That's a good point you just made. Hold that point for a minute. I like that. 1 second. Somebody got disconnected. Shit, they back on. Okay, I think they back on. Okay, so you said that you probably would have lost weight if what? Did you say lose weight?
No, I probably would have just lost like some people lose themselves in the club and the nightlife. Like for a moment, I lost myself. Like I didn't know who I was anymore. Like once I came out of it, I didn't know how to work or even like entertain regular people. Sit down, have a regular conversation without talking about the bar or how much money I made tonight or what outfit I'm made. I didn't know how to have those conversations with people anymore. I had to learn how to be regular again.
That's deep right there. That's a deep statement right there, that you were so much into that life that when you got out of it, you didn't really know, like you said, all your conversations was mostly about that. But I also heard you say, if it wasn't for our friend, my man who died, you wouldn't be that. So that's the point where people always say, well, what you need a man for? Or I could do it myself. Or I don't need no man to help me. And I don't need nobody to count my money. Or I don't need nobody to do this. And I don't need nobody to do that. But they don't know that, like, it's more to it than that. It's not a man with a dancer. He not just there to take your money and spend your money and stuff like that. It's for positive situations, too. You know what I mean? Because you said yourself, he helped you stay focused and not get too lost in that life. And I know that's a fact because, you know, I remember you and him going at it. You know what I mean? Or y'all was always like, all them puppy love arguments you and him would have. You know? Wait a minute, say that again?
At the gas station. Like, I think about that all the time.
When you got out the car over there on the highway, right?
Yes.
That's what you, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot you got out the car on the highway. Wow. Let me see if anybody got any questions. Anybody on the line that got any questions or anybody want to say anything or make a comment or make a statement to Angel about Angel and the show or anything before we let her go? Are you in a relationship now? Oh wait, if anybody want to make a comment or statement, you got to press 1 or I won't know you here. But if you want to say something to Angel. Are you in a relationship now? What you doing with yourself right now?
Right now, just trying to rebuild, that's it. Me and my family, I wanted to say something to you. I moved to another town that's by Newark. Me and my family, we ended up getting a house together. So the kids don't have to be subjected. And it's nothing with the hood to be directly in the hood. We're trying to, like, give them the life I had when I was growing up. Like, because I grew up in Bergen County. I grew up in Hackensack. So we moved out of Newark, got us a house in the suburbs. You know, I'm trying to be the super mom again. Without all
the things. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all.
Thank you.
I commend you, and I'm sure everybody else commend you for making it out of that lifestyle, because we could talk about it all night long, but they really wouldn't know unless they lived it or unless they was part of that life. The things that go on, you know. Somebody told me to ask you, what was the what was the longest secret relationship you had with a partner or a friend or a lover? I guess she means somebody that you met in a club. I'm guessing that she means a patron or somebody that frequents a bar. I guess that's what they mean.
What was the longest relationship?
I think. Wait a minute. She texted. Yeah. That's what she means. What was the longest relationship that you ever had with somebody that you met inside of a bar? I guess a trick we would call it.
4 years.
So
you
were taking somebody money for 4 years?
Yes.
Now you wasn't just dancing on no pole for that now. Come on now.
Yes. It's about to come to entertainment.
What?
Yeah. But that's another part that gets subjected to, my son got subjected to, where now if I'm trying to date a man or trying to get to know him,
yeah,
I won't even, let's say my address is 100, he has to pick me up at 110. Like, my house is 110 Burien Street, you know, like, or something like that. Like, I don't even let my sons get subjected to seeing a man unless I'm serious. Back then,
your,
it was
your
like,
son is, your, son is, your son is 18? Your son is 18 now?
Yes, my oldest
huh?
is 18 now. Yes. And my second one, the last time we seen him, he had to be about seven. He's, no, about five. He's 13 now.
Wow, that was I remember I seen your sons before. I remember, that was a long time ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Look, if anybody got any questions for Angel, you want to ask Angel something or anything you want to do, you got to press one. I'm gonna go to a song, and Angel, I'm gonna go to a song, and then I'm gonna make a couple more comments. I'm gonna let you go, okay? So we're gonna go to a quick song. And we'll be right back with Angel. Angel the ex pole dancer. The ex pole dancer. Dre, you got the song queued up? Let me see if Dre, my man.
Better math. Your boy a good look, but she my better half. I'm already bossing, already flossing. But why had a cake if it ain't got the sweet frosting? Yeah. You're keeping me on my A game. Without having to say names. They may flame, but shorty, we burn it up. The sag in my swag, pep in my steps. Daddy do the Gucci, mommy intercept. Yes, it's a G thing, whenever we swing. I'ma need Coretta Scott if I'm gonna be king.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better.
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 You make me better. First things first, I just what I do. But everything I am, she's my improvement. She give me reason to not stop.
Taped up cut, the cleaned up ice. The shorty come around, I clean up nice. Dynamic duo, Batman Robin. Whoever don't like it, it's Batman problem. And when I feel like I'm tired, mommy be taking me higher. I'm on fire, but shorty we burn it up.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're
woman like a soldier, holding her down.
She treats me like a dawn, watches for the hit. Checks where I go, even watches who I'm with. The right when I'm wrong, so I never slip. Show me how to move, that's why I never trip. And baby girl, you so major, they should front page ya. God bless the parents who made ya. Middle finger anybody who hates the way we burn it up.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better.
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 Yeah, baby.
Hello, hello. We back with Angel, everybody. This is what I'm talking about. I love interviewing people who keep it real, like, and not afraid of their past. Cause I like to tell people, like kill your past. Like, your past is dead. Kill it. You know what I mean? That way you can live on in the future. Don't forget what you went through in the past, because you got to know where you've been to know where you're going. You know what I mean? But but you got to, you know what I mean? You got to know where you've been to know where you're going. And you sound good. You know, keep doing what you're doing. And we stay on. You got my number. I got your number. We stay in contact, you know. And I'm always, cause we always been cool. Me and you, we always been cool. And I like people when I ask them to come on the show and then they keep their word. So that when somebody keep their word, that really means a lot to me. Before I let you go. Let me see if I got. Did I forget to ask you any questions? So you're 36 right now.
Yes.
So is it okay? Was there anything that you might want to say, or you want to leave my audience with any words of encouragement or motivation for people who've been through stuff that you went through or might be thinking about going through things that you went through? Is there anything you would like to say?
I think I said most of what everybody should hear, but I really wanted to thank you for you reaching out and us actually getting conversation with each other. I think we both were waking up at 4 o'clock for a midnight snack.
Yeah, I think I hit you like, because I be waking up in the middle of the night, and I think I had hit you like early in the morning, like 4 or something like that. I was up, like, and I hit you. I was surprised when you hit me back. I'm a person, like, I'm about my business. Like, I always tell people who got podcasts, soon as one show over, you working on another show. So when I hit you up, you know, once I hit you up and you hit me back, that's where I was like, I want to see if she'll come on my show, because I know she got a story to tell, you know. So,
yeah.
And it worked out good. I'm glad I had you on the show. It wasn't that bad, was it?
No, not at all. You know, I sound like Mickey Mouse, and I always been a little timid of how I sound.
Somebody texted me and said, "What's wrong with her phone?" I said, "She got something. Her son dropped it, or something. Something happened to her phone."
Yeah, brand new phone. My son dropped it down 3 flights of stairs. So it's a little cracky. I apologize, but that might not be my phone. I do sound like Minnie Mouse.
Okay. I got a couple of girls I might have to send over for you to teach them how to work that pole.
Yes, that's the only thing I wanted to, that as far as entertainment, that I will go back into. I will get back into the teaching.
You think you could teach some girls what to do now at 36? You might be over the hill. You don't know them young girl moves. You don't know the young girls' moves no more.
Oh, it was one thing I used to say to our friend that passed away. I said, you can take the new ones. I'll take the old ones. The new ones think they know more than me. You can take the new ones. Give me the ones that's already seasoned, so that way I don't have to be fussing and fighting and have a headache before I go to sleep.
Before I let you go, I got one more question then from back, way back then. Was I cool?
Was you cool?
Yeah.
You was Mac Daddy of the Year. What you mean?
I was Mac Daddy of the Year.
Yes. In all seriousness, you were one of the only people that I could depend on.
Yeah,
I remember one time I called you. And I was always in the Ironbound, and our friend went and sent, you know, our regular, that driver to come get us. And I called you, came all the way from Patterson to the Ironbound to get me. I will never forget that. And it was like 3 a.m.
Ain't I a pimp with a heart.
And I know I got you out your bed. So... I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, man. I wish you nothing but the best. I'll be in contact with you, okay?
Thank you. Have a blessed night.
All right, good night, good night. That's Amy, y'all. She out of here. All right. Wow, that was a blast from the past, y'all. For real. I always get a funny feeling when I speak to people who was in the same lifestyle I was in, and it's a certain kind of feeling of I don't know if it's relief. It's a feeling of relief that I know that they still, like Gigi said, they not in jail, they not dead, you know, they not hooked on drugs, they not dying of a disease and stuff like that. It's always good to hear people who's in that lifestyle, because there's a lot of things that go on in that lifestyle a lot of people really don't know about. It's more than just dancing on poles and dancing on lap dancing. It's a lot more to that that the average person would never understand. And that's it. But anyway, that's the first hour of the show. We're gonna go into the second hour of the show. I wanna let me see who we got here. Anybody? Miss Gigi, you still with us? I think we lost Miss Gigi. Miss Gigi, you still here? I think we lost Miss Gigi. Well, the second part of the show, because I got new listeners who told me they would be listening in, and I want to try to let them know more about what the show is about. I don't want to run them off and make them think that the show is born by not any kind of way. You know, we are here to, I like to say a lot of people's shows is about, they like to educate and then entertain. And I always tell people mine is to entertain and then educate. Oh, man, just got a pain. But, you know, I did have a lot of things to say earlier, but before the guests came in, that's how my that's how my life usually be. Whenever I want to say things that that's on my mind, or people have swayed me or treated me different, and I have things that I had a lot of things I want to say, because I was feeling a certain type of way, because sometimes I feel like I'm there for everybody, and a lot of times I feel like nobody, like the same people I'm there for, I don't always feel like they're there for me. And I know that we shouldn't go tit for tat with each other. You know, that's kind of corny. But sometimes you feel like that when you feel like you give your all to a family member. It could be to a friend. It could be to a coworker. It could be to anybody, and you feel like you give your all. And sometimes when you feel like you don't give it back, that's a hurting feeling. I mean, even in relationships. Think about in relationships. I mean, I know I go around and I tell people I'm Mr. Fuck Love and Fuck Love This, and people want to say why you don't believe in love and love is real, and you know, I get in heated debates with females and everything about love, and I don't know. I just be real. I just be saying how I feel in my heart about it, and I know a lot of people in this world who it's like they looking for love and they want love. It's almost like they never give up on love. Like, and I just feel like maybe sometime you could give up on love if it ain't there for you. It's like reaching for a star. Like, you know you never going to be able to touch a star. You know you never going to be able to reach a star. You know what I mean? But you keep trying. That's how I get caught up in I think how people feel about relationships. And then people been through so much in this world. Like, nothing in this world is an accident in life. Everything is meant to be. And you learn from your accidents. And that's what people got to know. Some people like to say, I love you enough to let you go. I know we all heard that before. I used to believe that too. Because it once upon a time, I did actually love hard. I used to love for real. And I guess you could say maybe I was one of them people, too, who love people enough. I love people enough to let them go. It ain't like love come with warning signs and manuals and rule books and, like, love should come with all that. But, it don't. But I just get caught up on the people who continue to chase love and continue to mess with the wrong people and continue to brainwash themselves that they with the right person, or they chasing the right person, or they should be with the right person. It kills me. It pains me. It hurts me to see people doing that, because I know they know, just like I know, because I've been there. You got ladies out here who chasing men, and they want men, and they know that's not the right man for them. They might even know, it don't even matter. The man could be in a relationship, or the woman could be in a relationship, and they know it, but they chasing them. I heard this before, like, show me a man that works all the damn time, and I'll show you a woman that he's hiding from. You ever heard that before? How many of us know people, men, that just work like a dog, and they working all the time, and they never own? My father was like that. Father used to work all the time. I didn't really know. Guess he didn't want to be home. People out here that they live so hard. You living so hard. You living so fucking hard for somebody else that you forget to live for yourself. See, I don't wanna be like that. But it's people out here, it's people next door to you, it's people, your family members, your friends, it's people, we see them every day. They living so hard for somebody else. They living so hard to be part of somebody else that, yo, you forgetting to live for your damn self. And that's not right. That's not good. If it was up to me, well, it is up to me in my own life. If it was up to me, I just could do without. I see different situations in the world and different shit that people go through. Not only what people go through, what I go through. I go through things in my own life. And stuff be hard. Stuff weigh on me heavy. I say in my mind, I'm an intelligent brother. Like, I know a lot about a lot. And I listen to people talk, and I listen to females talk about how they might be married and they mess with somebody on the side. Or I listen to I heard a female told me recently that she had four different men in her life. A young female, young, nice looking female. She told me she had four different men in her life. I got one for this, I got one for this, and I got one for that, and I got one for this. I mean, is that okay? Or does she still got time? Or is she just going through a whole phase in her life? Because don't forget, you got to have your whole, you got to go through your whole phase. You cannot forget that. Then we got the women who want to tell you all the time, like women that's married or whatever. Oh, my man, see, a woman to tell another man when they cheating, oh, he not satisfying me. Or he don't take me out. Or he don't pay attention to me. We never talk. We never do things. See, but men is different. When men cheat, they cheat. Men cheat different. You know what I mean? They let the women brainwash themselves that they fucking the man better than his woman fucking them. You know, I'm fucking him better than his wife fuck him, or I'm giving him head better than his wife giving him head. Oh, she not doing her job, so I'm gonna do her job for her. That's the biggest pot of bullshit that you could ever stir up and eat. You believe that if you want that. You believe that if you want to. And when I'm talking to everybody listening. I'm not talking to no one person. I'm talking to anybody that's listening on this line or on the telephone or whatever you're doing right now. That's the people I'm talking to. We got people who sit around us in certain shit. We got people that's been stuck in stuff. Thank God for the people who was able to come out of stuff and still be able to and still have your looks and still have your health and your strength. And you was able to, like Angel, she was able to come out of the dancing world. She didn't tell you half. I could have really went deep with her, but that's her business. I didn't really want to go deep into what the thing she'd been through, but she'd been through a lot of stuff, you know, in the drug world, you know, from dancing to drugs and getting off drugs and stuff like that. But she still got an opportunity to make it right now. She still got an opportunity to meet somebody and build a family. She still got an opportunity to do all that. But do she get a pass? Do you think she should get a pass? Do you think she deserve a man? You know, you've been dancing, what, 14 years and sleeping with men for money and stuff like that. Is that, can you give her a pass? Does she deserve to be somebody's wife for all that? or do a man who been, you can't forget about the men. Men around here that been dogs, sleeping with women their whole life, and then they want to settle down and get a woman. Do they get a pass? Or do we just erase everything that everybody did in this world? Love, 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 love. That word kill me. And then I met a female the other day. I see somebody pressing one. I'm going to come to you in a minute. Then I see a couple of people. Then I see somebody the other day telling me they was with a man and they never had an orgasm and stuff like that. That kills me when ladies say that. Oh, I never had an orgasm with my husband, or I never had an orgasm. What? A real man knows that a woman's supposed to come first. Yeah, I said that. A real man, he knows that a woman is supposed to come first. Now, some women might be hard to come, and I don't, you know, that's their personal business, but you got some women who could come if the wind blows. Then you got some women who struggle with coming their whole life. I don't know. I told her, put your mind at ease. If your man can't make you come, the first thing he got to do, he got to put your mind at ease. Wonders. Trust me. It worked wonders. Stop thinking that love making stuff. Look, most people think that love making start in the bedroom. Nah, for most women, it start outside the bedroom. Trust me. I've been around a long time, man. I done did a lot of things. I've been a lot of places. I've been with a lot of women. And love making don't start in the bedroom. Love making start outside the bedroom by putting a woman mind at ease, or making love to her mentally. And then physically, you know what I mean? It's a technique. Men with big ass penises, they just think they just gonna beat a pussy up all the time. That's the key to it. Just beat it up. Just beat the pussy up. No foreplay. Knowing the foreplay is trash. They don't go down on women. No kissing. No caressing. No cuddling. Nah, man, it ain't all about that. Then you're going to have your woman like that lady telling me she never had an orgasm with her man. Nah. It's not like that. Let's go to the phone lines. 8555, you live.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's the deal, Shy? What's going on with you?
I can't call you.
I'm just running off the mouth.
Yeah,
with a sober head tonight.
Okay, there you go, brother. Hey. I support that, brother.
I seen that thing you sent me about. They were saying that math started in Africa. I saw that.
Yeah, man. And I sent that to you because, okay, if all the mathematics and stuff started in Africa, how come, you know, we had to be brought on a boat by somebody else?
And you know what else? This is what I learned in school. I learned that a white man, Sir Isaac Newton, invented math, calculus, and all that algebra. That's what they taught me, that Sir Isaac Newton invented math.
Yeah. Well, of course. Why wouldn't they teach you that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, you know, those are the same people that gave you Jesus the Christ that don't look like you. So, I mean, you got to look at it like that.
So
a lot of this stuff is intentional. It's intentional for a purpose. It's not because, it's for the cause.
Right.
You know?
Right. But that's deep. That math started in Africa. But before we get off the topic, because you know me and you, we wanted to talk about everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had a comment you wanted to make about something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to, you know, comment on what you said about the young lady. Yeah, I believe, you know, everybody deserve, you know, to be their past, to be pushed aside. Because at the end of the day, you know, as the sister Gigi said, like, you know, your past help makes you who you are in the present. You know what I'm saying? So without your past, you won't be who you are now. So everybody has to go through something. There's nobody walking around, and you say it often, everybody has a story. You know what I mean? So, I mean, everybody's story may be different, but everybody goes through something. And it's unfair for people to say, oh, well, because this person, you know, this person was a dancer, she don't deserve to be, you know, to find happiness, or this person was a drug dealer, or this person was a pimp, whatever it is. You know, we all got our journeys. So, yeah, we all deserve happiness. I mean, I do think, you know, you got a point when you were saying, you know, people end up being with the wrong individuals because they're looking for love rather than, you know, looking for compatibility. You know what I mean? Somebody that you compatible with, someone that you can grow with, someone that will complement your weaknesses, complement your flaws. You mentioned a young lady who had four different guys for four different things, you know, and
yeah,
is that a stab on her, or is it a stab on the young man? You know what I'm saying? Not having, you know, being missing things, missing parts of what it takes to be a man to fulfill a woman. I mean, you have to look at it from both sides. So, you know, is it her or is it the generation of men that she's dating? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we you know, so it's always, you know, two sides to the story. You know, so
hey. Sha, hold on one second, Sha.
Right.
0672.
Hey, Jason, it's Gigi.
Oh yeah, I seen your call drop and you came back. That's why I brought you in.
Yeah.
What's going on? You had a comment?
Yes. You know, who are we to judge anybody?
Right.
Everybody deserves another chance because we don't know what somebody else is going through and why they're doing what they're doing. Just like at times we all have done something that, you know, so who are we to judge anybody's character or why, you know, we can't judge them. We could say a lot of things, but we got to also remember every time we point in one finger at them, we got four more pointing back at us.
Right. That's true. That's a fact. That's definitely true. In the world we living in right now, It's I believe it's still people out here that's really looking for, like Shadi said, the right people, the right capability, I think you said, Sha. I believe it's people out here that's still looking for that in individuals. But sometimes I think that people been through so much in a lifetime. I think they've been through so much in their lifetime that they tend to move faster than they supposed to, and they jump to take this person, and then they wind up being in a relationship 1 year, 3 months, and it don't work, or 6 months, and it don't, you know what I mean? And then they jump into somebody else, you know what I mean? They never give themselves time to find somebody that's, you know, I can't think of that word, just compatible with
them. Yeah, compatible.
Well, first of all, a lot of times people pick the wrong people because they haven't yet learned how to love themselves, and they're looking for somebody else to make them happy. You got to make yourself happy before you can allow, you know, before somebody else can make you happy. Someone else can add to your happiness, but it's nobody else's job to make you happy.
Amen.
And a lot of times when people don't know what they're looking for in love, because with their idea of love, they don't get a clear understanding with the other person as to what they both want. Because that's the conversation that you got to have. What are you looking for? What are you looking for in me? What am I looking for in you? You know, as Shadi said, you got to be compatible. Not always things are going to, you're going to always see eye to eye, but you got to have two people that's willing to work on a relationship. Relationships is work every day, every minute of the day. You know, like you said, Jay Shaw, and you mentioned that making love to someone doesn't start in the bedroom. It absolutely doesn't. For most women, you have to make love to their mind before you can make love to their body. Because making
that's
love to their body is just doing something that's you know, that you're getting pleasure from. When women say that their man has never, they've never had an orgasm.
Somebody said amen for the right reason. Somebody said amen to that. Go ahead. I'm listening.
It's got to be, you know, you got to know what you want in life. And you've got to also know that it's your responsibility to make you happy in life. You know, someone else can come in and add to your happiness, and you can add to their happiness. But if you miserable, and how can you expect somebody to come into your life and love you? When you don't know what you're looking for. So they jump
that's
from
true.
Relationship to relationship. Because they're not even looking for a relationship. They looking for someone to just fill a void. I've been single on 6 years and celibate for those 6 years because I refuse to go back to the things that I've already done and accept things that I know that I'm not girlfriend material. I'm not just a thing. I need somebody to know that they're looking for a good thing. Because I know what I am. And if I'm, you know, I'm happy single or with someone. Because I'm, all, you know, I'm at peace in life.
You've been celibate for 6 years?
Yes. And happily celibate. And I'm good.
That's a long time.
It is a long time, but you know what? When you know who you are and you know how to make yourself happy, intimacy starts within yourself first.
Okay, that's a good point. But how old are you? How old are you, Gigi?
I'll be 58 this year.
Okay, you'll be 58 this year. And you've been celibate for the last 6 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, sometimes I hear women saying that it's over or it's too late for them. You don't feel like you wasting the good years of your life not having sex?
No, because sex is not the base of my life. Don't get me, I mean, I'm a woman, I would love to, but I refuse to waste my time and energy and on something that's not worth wasting my, you know, and opening myself up again to something that I know is not worth it. That's just like buying a car with car issues and expect not for your car to always be in the shop.
So how long are you willing to wait? You're 58 now. How long are you willing to wait?
until what's for me comes my way. And if it doesn't, that's what God intended. But it doesn't. What I'm saying is I'm happy. You know, sex is not, I've had enough sex for a lifetime. You know, after a while you get to the point when you know that it's just not a physical thing, that it's also a mental thing.
Well spoken. Well spoken. For real. Because you got to think about it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, that not for you. I'm talking about that we got a woman that's 58 years old who's been celibate for 6 years and is willing to go on forever like that if the right man don't come her way. Ashad, you think that's saying something bad about men?
I mean, it's similar to what I said about with the young lady. You know what I mean? That got four guys. You know what I'm saying? It's similar to that, because at the end of the day, it does say something about, you know, men to a degree, because she knows what her value is. You know what I mean? We've heard, you know, from Solution saying a high value man, you know, but a high value man, do he value the woman? So when it comes to valuing each other, that's what it's ultimately about, because it's gotten to a point where, you know, we have that separation where the woman start to feel she's too valuable for the man starts to feel he's too valuable for the woman, and we're not valuing each other. And ultimately, you know, you end up like Gigi. You know, she feel like, look, why keep going through the motions when you can end up waiting, being patient, and building yourself so when that person does come, that person going to be right on a level you are, because you both going to be deserving of each other. That type
exactly.
Of thing.
And, you know, let me tell you, when I say that, My standards aren't set to the point where, I got to have a man that's making six figures. No, I need a man that is evenly yoked. See, because a lot of times women put a price tag, just like men put a price tag on women. True love, there's no price tag on it, because that's why it's unconditional. See, when you got somebody that's willing to love you and stick with you through the ups, the downs, the round and rounds, and put in the work, and that goes on both ends.
Gigi, but
because it's not going to always be easy. It ain't going to always be sugar and cream. Some days you're going to love to hate them and going to hate to love them. But y'all going to stick together. Yes.
Gigi, what about if I know you say you've been celibate 6 years. What about if you find yourself being celibate four more years, and now you've been celibate 10 years, and now you 62 years old? And I know you said so be it, because you had a lot of sex in your life and everything like that. But would that put your determination, or would that put your antennas in high gear? You would lower your standards, or you think you would just stay like that, stay thinking like
not
that?
Not at all. And not at all, because my worth doesn't change. See, I'm not going to put myself on clearance.
Okay. That's what's up. No, that's what's up. You mean what you say, and you say what you mean. That's all a man could ask for in this world, like from a woman that that know what she wants, know what she will do, know her values, and say what you mean and mean what you say. That's all.
Yeah,
you
know, there was a time that I didn't always know that my value, you know, I didn't always know my values. So I was looking for, I don't know what it was I was looking for, love, companion, what I thought was love.
Right.
But when you have an understanding of what real love is, and you understand that it has nothing to do with the things that a lot of people think that it has to do with, sex, money. No, it doesn't.
It's
got to do with somebody knowing their worth and knowing that they're wealthy, not rich. Because, see, I'm not looking for richness. I'm looking for wealth.
You mean health or wealth?
Wealth. Because with wealth, you're going to have your health. It's a difference. It's a difference. You know, and when you know the difference, life is different.
So you got any prospects right now? You got any prospects? Are you close to finding?
I always got prospects. I always have prospects. All this is by choice. I have friends. You know, I have prospects all the time, from young to old.
Okay, now. Ain't nothing wrong
and
with
I'm
that.
Glad it, and I don't take nothing lightly. I don't take it for granted. I don't think I'm all that. I just know what it is that God has for me. See, I'm not willing to settle for anything, and then when what he has for me come past, and I done missed it because I'm over here plum diddly daddling over here with the flesh.
Now
there was a time that I did that, and I'm going to be transparent about it. Because there's nothing that I've done that didn't make me who I am today. You know, when you begin to look at life in a different light, things hit different. When you begin to know who you are and value yourself, then other people will value you. We got to remember how we project ourselves and how we look at ourselves is how other people see us.
That's true.
So we have a choice in life. Every day that God gives us the breath to wake up in the morning and use of our limbs to make it better for ourselves before we expect somebody else to make it better for us. A lot of times we make excuses. And I always say, excuses satisfy the people that make them.
That's true. That's true.
You know, we make excuses why we can't. Why not make excuses why we can't? I just spoke to a young lady the other day. I do child care. I believe in being a part of our kids of the generation because these are the kids that are going to decide our future. And she was upset because some of her public assistance was cut. And I looked at her and said to her, well, thank God, look at you now. You're on a different level. Don't look at it as they took you from somewhere because, so unfortunately, the society that we live in tries to keep us in a mentality to keep us down, to keep our, you know, not just black people, but people keep us in a mindset that if, you know, some of these women that have sex and they not knocking nobody to have it because I wish I could get it. But to keep you in that mindset that's only the best that you can do. So all that comes in with loving yourself and picking the right people and bring, you know, when people going to look at you in a different light. Because at one time, we all have been in a place where we know, you know, and we're not there today. So why not tell somebody else about it that's there? Don't knock them for what they do.
That's true.
But we got to learn to lift people up, because we living in a world where people are hurting. People don't know which way to turn. They need somebody that's going to look them in the face and say, I've been there, I went through that. But look at where I'm at now. You know, Jay Sean, I always hear you say fuck love. You Mr. Fuck Love. But let me tell you something. You say that, but you really aren't. You just love in a different way. As far as that, you mean it. And you should really clarify that when you say that, that means in your relationships, because you genuinely love people.
Yeah, I do.
So how can you be Mr. Fuck Love? Because you genuinely love people.
No, I'm talking
and
about,
I understand that in a relationship, but you got to remember, loving people is also a relationship.
Okay, yeah, that's good then. If it's a relationship, if it's a people thing, yeah, that's true.
You know, even in those relationships that you wanted to be more, instead of looking at it as that's what it was, look at them as just a person, and we didn't see eye to eye, we couldn't make it. Because in life, you really not Mr. Fuck Love. You just don't want that type of love. That don't mean that you Mr. Fuck Love. You're never that. Because you genuinely love people. And you show it. You know,
nice.
I don't know if everybody, I mean, a lot of you guys know, and maybe some of y'all don't, but Jay Sean does a lot in the community. And I don't know, I mean, I know that not because he talks about what he does, but it shows. If you ever go and look at his bios, you've read his books, and you see his stories, even in his life in the pimp game and the dances, he generally loved those girls to the point where he looked out for them.
Yep.
You heard
Angel said she was stranded in Newark at 3 in the morning, and she called me, and I came and got her.
You know, you never left nobody out, even when you was mad at him.
Yeah, you
talk
right.
A whole lot of mess to him, lay him out, call him all kinds, but you didn't leave him stranded.
Nah, never that. Never that. We gotta take a quick break. And we're going to come back and see if we can get somebody else on the line.
Yeah, I'm ready to take you down. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to say good night.
Look, you can't keep that thing like that much longer. Six years. You can't keep that coochie like that much longer now. No, that's a problem.
Well, guess what?
What?
Then guess what? Him better get
what?
Himself together, get on where he's supposed to be.
Six years is a long time. 6 years is a long time to be. Somebody said. Somebody texted me said that they said I really enjoy Miss Gigi. She need her own show. Somebody text a lady text me that. yeah, because know what? People like real. That's why. Like people love real. And that's what I stand. How they say I stand on business. I stand on real. Like I stand on keeping it real. Like that's all I know how to do is real. Yeah, y'all just stand on keeping it real. That's it. But look, I know you're getting ready to go, Gigi. Thank you a lot for coming in. We're going to take a quick break and come back. And I'm going to 15 more minutes. I didn't even say nothing. If anybody wanted to give any donations tonight, my Cash App is $JASHONJ. That's $JASHONJ. I didn't even mention that none tonight. But we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna close it out because Jay Sean got the gout. It's time for a pill. Big toe throbbing, looking like a glazed donut.
That's fine for you. I do that 3 more times again. I testify for you. I thought I like you, that bitch. I do it all and I'm around. You're scared to do it. I'm not. As long as you joking, now answer me. I ain't got it. Mobbing, scheming, looting, hide your body. As long as you dreaming about me, ain't no problem. I don't got nobody just with you right now. But the truth, I look better under you. I can't lose when I'm with you. Nobody like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. I can't just lose and miss the moment. You're just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do. In the drop top ride with you, I feel like Scarface. Like that white bitch with the bob, I'll be your main one. Chase this argument back up to my place. Sex remind you I'm not violent, I'm your day one. We had to, yeah, it was magic, yeah. Imagine grab shit, yeah. Nasty habits take a hold when you're not here. Ain't a home when you're not here. Hard to grow when you're not here, I'm saying. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose.
DJ is right on cue tonight. Well, I mean, I really love this, doing this podcast, man. And every time I think about giving it up, I have a show like tonight, and it lets me know that it's I still have a purpose, I still have a meaning. Not only on the podcast, but in the world. Because if this show wasn't uplifting, then nothing is. You know what I mean? Where you get true, factual truth, genuine knowledge, experiences. You hear people's testimony. Real testimony, real truth and opinions and things like that. And that's what podcast is all about, I swear. It really is. Sha, you still here?
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody about your show tomorrow night and how they could get on it and reach you?
Oh, well, like I said, I've switched it up, man. I've switched it up. I'm starting to do live at 5, man. Live at 5 o'clock. That's what I, you know, be doing now. Live show at 5. So more than likely, that's what it's going to be. Live at 5, you know.
How can they see it?
Come to my YouTube page, Peep Game TV. Hopefully you subscribe and press the notification button so that you can be alerted whenever I drop, whenever it comes on. You know, that's it. That's all they got to do. And stroll down, you know, and check out some of the content. I'm sure it'll be something that, you know, interests you or, you know, that you like. Pretty sure of that. And something that could be helpful and motivational as well.
Yes, yeah, I heard it. Tomorrow live at 5 on YouTube. Shaw doing this thing on YouTube is visual. So you just go to YouTube. All you do is pull YouTube in. I do it all the time. All you do is type in Peep Game, P-E-E-P, Peep Game, G-A-M-E-T-V. I think you did so many videos now, Shaw, that as soon as you type it in, your stuff come up. Because, you know, sometimes when you're not putting in a lot of work, you can put your name in and your stuff don't pop up. But now as soon as I put in Peep Game TV, your videos pop up. So it's easy. And it lets you know when you live. Like you said, if they subscribe, they're notified every time you go live. Because I'm notified every time you go live, I guess like everybody else. He interviewed me on this show. You go up there, you can see the interview I did. You can see the interview my sister did. You can see the interview my sister, daughter Nicole, did. You can see the interview he did with King's Son. If y'all remember King's Son, the old school rapper, Homeless Prince, I believe that was King's Son, DJ. Malai, who used to do the podcast on Sunday, got an interview up there. And couple of other friends we grew up with, Joaquin. It's all interesting, you know. I mean, I wouldn't even promote it if it wasn't. And my sister, she started back her podcast on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. So you just call in like you call into my show every Thursday. My sister, I believe she been back for 2 weeks already. And I don't know when Dre will be starting back, whatever. I don't know if he ever going to bring Dollar Dash back or whatever. Dre come up with something soon. See if we can't get these other days filled up again like we used to have. Other than that, man, it's been a real show. Anybody out there, I see people on the line, anybody out there want to make a statement, make a comment, give a shout-out? Anything you want to say about the show, anything you want to promote, anything you want to say about yourself, you got to press 1. The time is winding down. So I can't go too late tonight. As I told everybody, I got gout. My feet, my toe is killing me. I got to take a pill in a minute. A pill and a pain pill. But this is a special show, Sha. I did the whole show sober.
There you go, brother. There you go. And how you feel? Is it something you're looking to do again, or what?
I feel good, really. I understand when people get clean off of drugs, like. You come back out in the world from rehabilitation centers or stuff like that, and you think that, you know, you think you can't be the same person. I remember Old Dirty Bastard from Wu-Tang. He came home from, he went to jail, and he came home from jail, and they put him in the studio. They said, do something crazy like you used to do. He was like, I can't do it. He was used to being high off of drugs and drinking and coming up with different stuff, and he really couldn't right. think of nothing to say or do because he wasn't high anymore. You know what I mean? I wasn't really concerned with that because, like, I know me. You know what I mean? It was a little awkward in the beginning.
you know, because I'm used to drinking and, you know, talking and, you know, I'm used to it. But, you know, I can do it. I could do it drinking or sober. But I did got an announcement that I meant to make, and I got, what, 4 more minutes. I'm going to make this announcement I wanted to say real quick. Most people know me that I'm always challenging myself. I think, Shadi, you doing Ramadan right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a big challenge. You only eat when the sun is, what, sun up or sun down, something
yeah,
like
from,
that?
From sunset, you know, you eat before sunset and then, you know, before, after sundown.
So you don't eat all day until the sun go back to the sun go down. That's got to be hard. So
right, eat, drink, curse, make love, all of that. You don't do none of that.
Wow. And I came up with something today. I don't know what made me come up with it, but I just came up with something because I'm always challenging myself. Either I go vegan for a month. I do vegetables and water for a week, or I do a military diet for 3 days. If anybody know me, they know I'm always challenging my mental and challenging myself, and that's how I stay strong and stuff like that. But I'm gonna do a 3 day no internet, no cell phones for 72 hours. I don't know when I'm gonna do it. I'm thinking about doing it next week, the first week in April. I'm going to just take 3 days. I'm not going to, no cell phones and no internet, nothing. So people who used to get in touch with me or whatever, I'm letting you know, I'm going to do 3 days, no cell phones, no internet, no nothing. I'm not going to be a slave to the society and to the world. That's just something I want to do for myself. So I know a lot of people will be like, well, how am I getting in touch with you? And then you're not going to get in touch with me. For 3 days, I'm not doing no cell phones and no internet. None at all. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to, that's just a challenge I want to do. You know what I mean, Sha?
Yeah. Like, no, that's good, you know. You know, I've been doing that kind of stuff for years, man. You know what I mean? Before Ramadan. You know?
Yeah, I know. When we was young, used to do stuff like that. When we was young, used to be like, I ain't gonna have no sex for 30 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember, we used to challenge ourselves, right? Do stuff like that when we was young.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's a purpose to that. It's a meaning to that. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta stand for something. You know what I mean? The cell phones and the internet have consumed so much of our life. And I mean, I need the internet because that's how I promote my podcast and stuff. I know that. So those 3 days, I wouldn't be able to promote my podcast. And without the cell phone, I won't be able to talk to, you know, people I care about and stuff like that. But it's something I want to do. I want to go 3 days with no cell phone and no internet. And it's just something I'm going to challenge myself to do. It's going to be hard. That probably be the hardest thing, hardest challenge that I probably did. No cell phones and no internet.
You look at it like this. You know, we all need self-time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because the internet and social media and all that, we don't get enough self-time. And that's what creates the, you know, depression, all kinds of stuff, man. Because we don't get a chance to get to ourselves and build our inner being. You know, everything is outside. We don't strengthen our inner being. You know, that spiritual connection. We got to connect with that spirit sometime.
Yeah.
You know? So that's and it's
and I came up with it because it just consumes too much. It just consumes too much. It just consumes too much of me. I think, wait, let me see. I think somebody pressed one. Let me see. Hold on. 9871, did you press one or was a mistake?
Hello. Yes, I did. This is Stuck in P-Town. I just wanted to elaborate on the positive vibe to put out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of our own youth from P-Town is playing for the University of Cincinnati tomorrow in the NIT for the UC Bearcat basketball. So I want, if anybody has ESPN Plus, just support one of our own from P-Town. His name is Day-Day Thomas, and he's number one. Okay?
Day-Day Thomason?
Thomas. Day-Day Thomas.
Day-Day. And he plays for Cincinnati?
Yeah, University of Cincinnati, and his number is one. He's number one on the basketball team.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't hear a lot of that in the news. They're playing Baylor. I think it is. Yeah. I'm not sure a lot about the other team, but they won three times. They beat San Francisco, and that was on Wednesday. And now they're competing tomorrow at 2 on ESPN Plus, if anybody can get ESPN Plus. Yeah.
Yeah, I got ESPN Plus.
Yeah, and the family is originally from P-Town. They moved to South Carolina, but you know, I like to put out positive vibes on our youth for anybody that's doing something positive from P-Town. You know.
Of course.
And thank you for a lovely show. It was a great show tonight, and thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Have a good one. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay. You too. That's what I'm talking about. Like when I say when I ask people to press one, you can come on and you can say anything you want to talk about. It don't have to be about relationships or sex. It could be about anything. Look at that. I didn't even know we had a local playing in the that's the March Madness, I believe. March Madness tomorrow too. I will be watching that, number one. We don't have too many youth that making it that far nowadays, because a lot of our youth are caught up in different things, and like I said a minute ago, playing internet and Xbox or PlayStation or just doing a bunch of other things. But we do have shining stars and bright lights, you know, bright lights and things like that, where people still succeeding and excelling in different ways, and that's something to be commended and talked about, definitely. And I love sports, so I will give a clap for that. But like I was saying that I'm gonna take 3 days from the internet and cell phones. I believe I'm gonna do it the first week in April, maybe Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm gonna catch a lot of flack for doing it. And people used to talking to you every day, but it's not nothing I'm doing for nobody else. It's something that thanks for the link. It's not nothing I'm doing for nobody else. It's something I'm doing for me. And people gotta believe in me. You know what I mean? So that's my challenge. And the people out there listening, you need to challenge yourself to things. If you got a chocolate, eating chocolate habit, and say I'm not gonna eat chocolate for 2 weeks. If you got a cigarette habit or a weed habit, say I'm not gonna smoke weed for a week. If you got a drinking habit, say I'm not gonna drink for a week. If you fast food, if Burger King, McDonald's, say I'm not gonna eat that for a week. If you need to lose a couple of pounds, the summertime coming, say I'm not gonna eat fast food for a week. Look at me, I haven't had fried food. I haven't had fried food for 2 months today. Fast food 2 months today, or beef. And then Shaw could be happy with that one, Shaw. No beef for 2 months.
that's what's up, brother. That's what's up.
I didn't think I could do that one, but I haven't had no beef for today. Make 2 months. I haven't had no beef, and I got a refrigerator full of beef, steak, and everything. But it'll be in there unless somebody else come eat it, because I don't got no tension, and my acid reflex is better. You know, I could eat it if I want to, but I'm gonna stick with the grill food and the baked food and the vegetables and things like that. Not no more mushrooms and stuff like too much, not too many mushrooms. Cause this gout is no joke, no joke at all.
And it's amazing that you see food is like medication, and it also can be detrimental to your health. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the
that's
things
what I learned.
You start eating. Right. Yeah.
Yo, that's what I learned, because Shad, you couldn't have made me think in a million years that eating a pot of mushrooms and broccoli,
yeah.
I'm eating that to combat the acid reflex I got, you know what I mean? So I haven't ate anything fried or nothing beat, no fast food for 2 months, so the acid reflex is going. It's got almost gone. So I'm eating a pot of broccoli and mushrooms, you know, I eat the whole pot. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm good. This is no meat. It's all vegetables.
Right.
So I'm good. I'm never in a million years would I would have believed that mushrooms would have gave me gout. Never in a million years, man, I would have believed. I'm thinking I'm doing something good. But like you said, you could learn what could help you and what could be detrimental. I guess too much of anything is no good. Put it like that. Too much of anything.
Yeah. Moderation. Yeah, it's moderation. And that's with everything, any and everything. Gotta moderate it.
So if I would have just ate like one plate or something, I would still be good right now with my acid reflex almost done. Nothing, but instead I ate the whole pot of mushrooms and now I got gout, man. You live and you learn, man.
You live and you learn.
That's all. You live and you learn. But we're going to thanks, Shaw. Thanks for calling in, man. It's always a pleasure when you
Same
come
here,
through.
Bro.
I'll tune in. I'll be on your show tomorrow because we're supposed to have some bad rain tomorrow. So everybody should be in the house. Everybody should tune in to Peep Game TV. And 5, and if you get to watch that basketball game on ESPN Plus, if you can't get it on that, watch it on the internet. Everybody should be in the house tomorrow because we got some bad weather coming. If you in New Jersey, anyway, Patterson. And I gotta give a thanks shout out to Angel. Came out here, Miss Gigi. She call herself Stuck in Patterson or Stuck in New Jersey, who calling in telling us about the basketball game. I want to give a shout out to my man Dre, who came through with the music. You know what I mean? Because I be needing help with the music, and everybody who texts me and left comments, everybody who texts me or inboxed me while I was doing the show to make comments about the show and give their thoughts and ideas. I appreciate you, too. And everybody who called in and everybody that's on the line, online, I appreciate everybody. And we just going to keep doing what we do. We'll be right back here next Friday at 8 o'clock. I'll be trying to give another good show. Don't forget my sister's show on Thursday. You got to show support for that. And I think that's about it. I think we're about time to sign out. Let me see if I remembered everything. Any closing thoughts I wanted to say? I think I got everything. Women, I could say one thing. Women, stop disrespecting your man. A disrespected man, it brings a man down to a whole nother level.
when he's disrespected by his woman. Just like when being disrespected by your kids, you know how that feels. That's the same way it feels when a woman disrespects her man. I used to tell females I used to date or go with or whatever, I used to be in relationships, I used to always tell them, it's easy to talk to a man behind my back. It's easy to cheat on me. You know, men going to try you. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy to, your man ain't around and flirt with another man. It's easy to do that. Give out your phone number, cheat. All that shit is easy to do. I used to tell females, yo, try something different, though. If a man talks to you, let him know you got a man. If your girlfriend's trying to talk you into doing things, let them know you don't do stuff like that. You happy. You got a man. See, that separates you. That separates the women from the girls, the boys from the men. That separates you when you can stand on your business and tell your girlfriends, if you're a female, you can tell your girlfriends, listen, I'm happy with my man. Or even if you're a man and you with your boys, or you telling another woman, listen, I'm happy at home. You know, I don't need to seek nothing. I'm complete at home. I'm getting everything I need at home from my woman. I don't need anything else. You know what I mean? I'm satisfied. See, we don't hear that enough from people. It's so patternable that men, they think every time a woman smile at them or show them some teeth that, you know, they got to go to bed with them, even when they got a woman at home. You know what I mean? I was the last time, I always say this, the last time I remember, the last time I was married, like, I was true for like 7 years. Like, I could never believe that I would be true. But once I started off doing it, it was easy. It was like, it wasn't hard. You know what I mean? And now, you know, I've been in a lot of relationships, and it's not hard. It's not hard to be true. It's not hard not to cheat. You cheat if you want to. You mess around if you want to, for whatever reasons that you want to. But for people who want to be true and trying to find a way to be true, it's not hard to do it. Because if Jay Sean could do it, anybody could do it. So we gotta stop doing that. Ladies, you gotta stop when you out and your man ain't around and men flirting with you and you flirting back with them and stuff like that. No, imagine if you told a man that you was, you know, I got a man, I'm happy at home. You know what I mean? I don't, whatever, you know what I mean? Because the first thing, when you tell them you got a man at home, the first thing they gonna come with that corny line of, how long you had that problem? Or, I don't like him, I like you. I mean, like, you know the lines. Ain't nothing but lines. But how hard would it be to stand up and respect your man? Or how hard would it be for a man to stand up and respect your woman and let other women know, listen, I'm good. Even if you do flirt, even if you do wink, even if you do smile a little bit, But you let them know, you stand on business, you let them know, no, I'm good where I'm at. Even if you ain't happy where you at. Even if you going through things or stuff like that, it's still no reason. You still don't have to make it easy to disrespect the person you with, because look, it's nothing worse than that, than being disrespected. It's nothing worse than finding out that your woman is somewhere pulling down her panties for another man. There's nothing worse to find out that your man is somewhere taking off his pants for another woman. It's nothing worse than that. And you always the last to know. You always the last to know. That's the problem. Because trust me, I was listening to something these side chicks was talking, and it was a couple of them, and they was, man, I think I got that somewhere. Let me see. I don't know if I got it. I want to see if I played it real quick, y'all, real quick.
it was these side chicks, and they was laughing and joking about something. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Let me see. This might be it right here. Let's see, check this out. Let me see if this is it. One second. This might be it. It's some side chicks talking about, they talking to the men, you know, they talking to women who got husbands. They're messing around. Yeah, this is it right here. Hold up. Listen to these side chicks talking. Wait a minute. She's putting her panties off for the one at home. Wait a minute. I'm going to go on. Wait a minute. Somebody text me. One thing. Do you have a right to be mad if she pulling her panties off for the one at home? Negro, is you crazy? Is you crazy? Now, this is... Wait a minute now. Let me understand this before I make a comment on this. This is... This is a side dude asking me, should he be mad if she pulling off her panties for the guy at home? So a dude is messing with a woman that got a man at home, and he asking me, or the question, should the side dude be mad if she pulling off her panties for the guy she live with at home? Oh, man. This is what I'm talking about. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this might get too real for TV, what I'm about to say. I'm going to try to be as delicate as I could without hurting people's feelings. Now, you's a side dude. You mess with a woman who live with a man. Regardless to what she telling you, because more than likely she telling you, oh, we don't sleep together. Somebody said that's a great question. Got a lot of side pieces out there in the world, huh?
I mean, the reality is, okay, should you be mad? I mean, should you be mad? I mean, you think about it. When you already signed up for, you know, a situation where it could go that way. You know what I mean? You signed up for it. Even if, like you said, the person told you, you know, we're not sleeping together, but you're still living together. So,
yeah.
I mean, from an emotional point, you probably going to get mad, but do you really have a right to get mad? No, because you already knew the situation. You already knew. When you got in it, you knew it was a chance. If the person not living with you, it's a chance that they're going to have sex with the person they're living with. It's, you know, you know that. I mean, realistically, if you move your emotions out, you know what I mean? Because that's the thing, man. From when you're dealing with it from an emotional standpoint, sure, you're going to get mad. Sure, your feelings going to get hurt. But if you're looking at it from a logical perspective, then you know, okay, well, she got a man or she got a, you know, he got a woman. He going to sleep with his woman eventually. You know what I mean? You may be making it easier. You may be making it easier to do it because now they feel guilty from being with you. So now they got to go home and make up. You know? So you make,
yeah.
Like you said, they may be making it better. You may be the person making the relationship better for them.
That's a, That's a good way to put it, Sean. I like that. Realistically, that's the word. That's the whole key to what you said, Sean.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Realistically, right.
Realistically, do you believe that? Now, I'm not saying it's impossible, because I'm old enough to know that never say never say never. So anything is possible. So I'm not going to sit up here and say it's impossible for somebody to be living with somebody and not having sex with them and messing with somebody on the side. I'm not going to say that. But that wasn't the question. The question was, should you be mad if she pull her panties down for somebody else? So that means you know already that she's doing it. And like Shadi said, you signed up for that. So if you signed up for that, I mean, shit, you could be mad, glad. How they used to say that? Mad, glad, wipe your ass for the
grass.
You could be mad, glad. It's whatever you want to do, shit. You can do whatever you want to do. If you want to, realistically speaking, if somebody living with somebody else and you a side person, how could you be mad? How could you be mad if the person is sleeping with the person that they live with? Well, I don't know. Am I making sense? I don't. Maybe you could be mad. I don't know. Could you be mad?
Yeah. I mean, emotionally, from an emotional level, of course. From an emotional level, of course, you could be mad because now you done got emotionally involved. You done probably convince yourself that you basically the main person. You know what I mean? You to convince yourself along with some perception from what you're getting from the individual. You know what I mean? They may be telling you some stuff. Look, you know, I'm not happy. You know what I mean? You know, he don't do nothing for me. You know, it's all about you.
Yep.
But, okay. You know, okay. But the thing is, okay, if it's that serious, why are you still there? Oh, because I don't have the bread to move out. You know, it could be a lot of stuff. But, okay, if you don't have the bread, how about he say, look, you ain't got the bread. I'm taking care of the bread. I need you to give me some head or whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, whatever it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? So you already know it's a possibility that they can make up, even if they are broken up and staying there. It's a possibility. So you got to say to yourself, it's a possibility that they may get back together and you may be on the outside again, because you know what I mean? And
yeah.
There it goes realistically, you got to look at that. Emotionally, of course, emotions are not logical. Realistically, you got to be logical about it too. You know, you got to be logical because, you know, after all, she or he got a main person, and you knew it when you signed up for it. You knew that they were in some type of entanglement, whether it's, you know, sometimes you call it entanglement, but you knew that.
Yeah, because I was getting ready to go far deep into that, but you got it just right, Shaw. You got it just right, because I was getting ready to go a whole nother way with that, with that question, because it sounded kind of what's that word, redundant. It sounded kind of But anyway, let's get back to this. We'll get back to that in a minute. I wanted to play these side chicks talking.
Listen. Of course, that's me that you take when you kiss him.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. These are side chicks, and they laughing. They laughing about the wives of the guys they mess with.
Of course, I'm finer than your wife. I'm the side chick. Of course, I'm your wife's homegirl. I'm the side chick. Of course, I know all y'all problems.
I'm the side chick. Of course I picked out your birthday, anniversary, Valentine's, and Christmas gifts. I'm the side chick. Of course I had an abortion to save your marriage. I'm the side chick. Of course that's me that you chase when you kiss him. I'm the side chick. Of course I'm finer than your wife. I'm the side chick. Of course I'm your wife's homegirl. I'm the sidekick. Of course I know all y'all problems. I'm the sidekick. Of course I picked out your birthday, anniversary, Valentine's, and Christmas gifts. I'm the sidekick. Of course I had an abortion to save your marriage.
Anyway, that's enough of that. I love but yeah. That was some side chicks. They recording themselves making jokes about that, but I thought that was kind of funny. One second. So you have the right to be mad if she pulled up at like 9, 8, 7 months. That means somebody else hit one. Wait a minute. 9, 8, 7, 1. One second. I didn't know we was going on this long. 9, 8, 7, 1, you live. Going once, going twice. Wait a minute. One second, y'all. Oh, okay. I think that was the young lady who was just on a minute ago. Well, I thought you was telling me to hit one. No, I think they already was live before. So, yeah, we had another good show, y'all. Wait a minute. What is he doing? Oh yeah, okay. He thought that was somebody else. Anybody else want to hit one before we close out? Anybody else want to hit one? Make a comment or anything. Let me know before we sign out. And call it a night. If not, we still got people on the line. DJ, throw on one more song. Let's take one more break. Then we'll come back and close out. Because we still got people on the line. I guess they just want to listen to the show. Throw on another song and we'll come back and close out. Because it's 10:30 now. 30 minutes past time.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. I'm the shit, ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about her. Birdman, Jay and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these hoes. She be fuck with.
When a rich nigga want you and your niggas can't do nothing for you. Broke nigga bitch, I can make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck a broke bitch. Got a white girl with some fake titties, I took her to the bay with me. Eyes closed, smoking marijuana, rolling up that by Molly Amarada. She wanna do drugs, smoke weed, get drunk. wanna fuck all the rappers. When a rich nigga won't you? So my chains got bigger. Ferrari, Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing. Me and CB in the bay with her. I sent her back home so you could lay with her. Okay, let's talk about this ice that I'm carrying. All these terrors like I'm a fucking vegetarian. Shout out Weezy F, keep her red bone wet. Rose Rolex, hoes on deck. She know I got a check. Do it too good when she ride that dick. Man, I wouldn't trust that bitch. Nope.
Come on, girl, why you something. When I call her, she gon' leave. And I bet the bottom dollar she gon' cheat.
Welcome back to Keeping It Real. We really had a good time tonight. We signed out. I want to thank all the new listeners who came on the show tonight. I had a couple of people told me they was going to tune in and listen for the first time. I hope they had a good time on the show. And that's it. You know, this is what we do. There's nothing else. What is this, Friday night? We all older, man. We ain't hanging out in no clubs and all that no more. So we listen to podcasts and we enjoy ourselves for the evening. And we make sure that, and I do my best to entertain everybody, you know. So I really appreciate everybody who tunes in and listens to the show. I really do. Everybody. I hate to tune out. Especially when we still got a lot of people listening. I really do. But you know what they say, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. We'll touch base again. I'm trying to read these texts. You know, just people telling me they enjoyed the show. And what a good job I'm doing, and just a bunch of regular texts. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for the people just texting in. Thank you. Had a really good show. We're about to sign out right now. We don't need no more music, Mr. DJ. I'm just going to sign out. We're going to get out of here. Listen, don't forget tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Peep Gang TV. Don't forget to tune into the Cincinnati game tomorrow, 2 on ESPN Plus. Don't forget to check out my sister's show Thursday at 8 o'clock, and we'll be right back here Friday with my show, The Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. And sooner or later, Dre will come up with another show soon. I don't know. Last show, you know, he had was the Dollar Dash. Maybe Dre will come up with something else soon. Make another show happen. You know, he got a bag of tricks. So, up his sleeve, we'll make a, he'll come up with something else soon for we could get y'all entertained. If you know anybody that want to do their own show, let me know. Tell them to reach out to me. I'm really looking for somebody to come on and do a prayer line Sundays, a prayer line. That's what I'm really looking for, somebody to come onto my platform and do a prayer line where they come on here and pray and get people to come on. That's what I'm looking for. So hopefully we'll be able to make that happen soon. Okay, we about out of here. That's about it. I'm going to watch Shirley Chisholm on Netflix. It came out today, Shirley. It's on Netflix. Everybody go watch Shirley Chisholm. You remember Shirley Chisholm? We got to do our research. Shirley Chisholm, I think she was really the first black woman to run for presidency. People don't know much about that. Just like Shadi said earlier, sent me a tape about a guy saying that math started in Africa. They don't even teach us that. I was taught that Sir Isaac Newton invented math, calculus anyway, and algebra. Sir Isaac Newton and somebody else. I can't remember the other guy's name, but whatever. Just like they told us Christopher Columbus discovered America and the world was flat and instead of round and all this other garbage. And George Washington, they said, never told a lie, the first person to tell a lie. And Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, which is another lie, freed the slaves, and he still has slaves. How many more lies have they told us along the way that we believe? That's why we call that his story, not our story. That's his story. You got to learn your history. And the things that it goes on and on and on, we can't forget about. We can't forget, like we said that earlier, you can't forget about where we've been. You got to know where you're going. And I want everybody, damn, we didn't even get to the topics tonight. Again, I'll bring the topics back next week, the same topics. But next week when we come on, I want people to come on here with some new challenges. Tell me who's doing a challenge. I want to know somebody, anybody, I want you to challenge yourself to something. 7 days with no beef, 3 days with only vegetables. Challenge yourself, no sex for a week. Exercise, start exercising, no smoking, no drinking, challenge yourself. You got to make yourself a stronger person. You'll be a better person. We just take it from there. We're about to be out of here. Everybody, good night, good night, good night. Don't forget I said about the donations and the Cash App and all that other shit. We really had a good show. It's 10:40. We supposed to sign out at 10. We 40 minutes over. We still got people on the line. I hate to cut off on y'all. Because we got to let me know that people still listening. We all ain't got nothing to do. We all older and mature. We just laying back with nothing to do, listening to Jay showing on the radio. Talking. If there's anything that I said tonight that stuck out to you, really pay heed to it, because a lot of things I say, sometimes I'm playing around, but a lot of times I'm serious. Ladies, stop disrespecting your men. And men, a real man, let he knows that a woman's supposed to come first. And men, stop believing that sex starts in the bedroom. It doesn't. Starts outside of the bedroom. Starts in your woman's mind by putting her mind at ease, and then the rest will follow. And ladies, stop saying you've been with your man for a year or 2 years and telling people, I've been with my man and he never made me have an orgasm. Do you know how that sounds? I've been with my man and he never made me have an orgasm. I've been with my man and he never made me come. Do you know how that sounds? Do you? And you got the poor guy at home thinking he putting in work and doing everything. And your woman, she, I don't even want to talk about that. I don't even want to talk about it. That's distasteful. And that's how we wind up with people like Miss Gigi been celibate for 6 years because she ain't gonna settle for just anybody. She wants the right person because she's a high value woman. She wants the right person. She wants somebody compatible with her. She wants somebody to bring something to the table. She old enough to know what she wants and what she needs. I mean, I joke around with her, but I understand what she's saying. I blame the men. Celibate for 6 years? You 58. It's a lot of good years. It's a lot of good years going, I say going to waste. A lot of good years going, you know what I mean? Nah, She's supposed to be living her best life right now. We all are. We all in our third quarter of life. Everybody know the first quarter of your life is 0 to 25. The second quarter is 25 to 50. And the third quarter is 50 to 75. I think everybody out here is either in their third quarter of life or on their way to their third quarter of life. We might have a couple of people in here in the second quarter. But most of us is from 50 to 75. We're in the third quarter of our life. We're supposed to be living our best life. You're not supposed to be wasting time. You're not supposed to be dealing with drama and all this stuff. And we're not supposed to be chasing pussy and ladies chasing dick. Nah, we're supposed to be settled down. And if not settled down with somebody, settle down with yourself. In love with yourself. Love yourself first. Remember what I said. Some people live so hard for somebody else, they forget to live for themselves. And then somebody texted me and said, should they be mad with somebody that's living with somebody if they sleep with the person that they live with? You got to think about that. Think about that. Should they be mad if the person that they deal with that live with somebody else and they have sex with that person, should they get mad? See, everybody's forgetting about the main thing here. You know what the main core, the link in the chain, you know what the main thing is in that whole question or statement or topic? Is that somebody really feels in their heart that the only way they could be happy is being happy with somebody that's living with somebody else. That's the sad part of it all. That's the hurtful part of it all. That's the naive part of it all. But out of everything going on in the world, you got to figure out, should you be mad if somebody is living with somebody and sleeping with the person they're living with? And I'm not gunning anybody or nothing like that. My life ain't perfect. Shit, my life ain't perfect by a long shot. I could be doing all this talking. I could be getting used myself. I'm not the scholar. I'm not the poster child for a perfect relationship and all that. Not by far. I got my own situations that I'm dealing with. But trust me, I'm not going to believe that a person is not sleeping with nobody if they living with them. I bet you now that I'm not doing. I'm going to believe if a person I'm dealing with is living with somebody, I'm going to believe that that person is having sex with that person down, left, right, and any other kind of way they want to. That's what I'm going to believe. And they ain't going to be able to tell me nothing different. But I don't want to sign up for that right now in my life. I can't do that. Because it's a lose-lose situation. It's not a win-win situation. It's a lose-lose situation. You cannot win in that. The only way you can win in that situation, and then the only way you think you can win in that situation, is if that person left that person and came to you. If that person left the person they was living with and then came to you, think about it. If that person left that person and came to you, how long would it be before they doing to you what they doing to the person they living with? How long would it be? They already showed you that they capable of doing it. They already showed you that they capable of sleeping with two people at one time, and that's what you think and what you hope. It might be somebody else in the picture. Shit. Who knows? It might be more than the person at home and more than you. It might be somebody else. Who's to say it's not? Who's to say it is? But I know one thing. Can't teach an old dog a new trick. And leopards don't change their stripes. And she could leave that guy tomorrow, come with you, and you could be the happiest man or the happiest woman in the world. But it won't be long. It won't be no time before she doing the same thing she did to him that she did to you. And that's a fact. And if she not doing it, you will be thinking that. Then you got people out here, they just swear. I know people, they just don't do nothing. They just angels, they just gods, they just the queens, and I don't cheat, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. Whenever you see people who talk so hard about what they don't do, that's the people that's doing it. Whenever you see people that are standing on the top of the building and the Hall of Congress and scream how much they love you and how much they want you and they don't care about another man and they want to look about another man, those are the ones that's doing it. Because they trying so hard to make you believe that they're not doing it. So faith and believing in somebody is not hard. It's easy. It's not hard, and you ain't got to break your neck to make nobody believe that you're not cheating on them. You don't have to. The proof is in the pudding. Female ladies know when a man is cheating on them. Don't get it twisted. Don't be stupid. Don't be naive. A lady know when her man is cheating. If she don't know, I'm not saying exactly the day he did it. But ladies know when men is cheating. Women got they got certain powers that you might don't believe, but women got powers. They dealing with powers that men can't even fathom in their mind. Technology, cultivating, deceiving, and the list goes on and on and on. Think a woman need a long time to cheat. And women don't even need a long time to cheat. They'll tell you they're going to the store. See, a man won't do that. We need time. But a lady, she'll tell you she's going to the store. she'll cheat on you on the way to work. She could be going to the laundromat. It don't take a lady that want to fuck, it don't take her long to cheat. Because she knows she don't got long. She know what kind of man she fucking with at home. She knows she don't got long. And men, we've been there. How many times you done fuck somebody real fast? I'll raise my hand. Raise your hand. Me. I don't fuck girls, and they might have told me they only had 15 minutes. I only got 10 minutes. Let's make it quick. Let's do this quick. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or just enough to bend over, pull your panties down, or lay down and open your legs, or hurry up. I got to go. I don't got to get... And that's what make everything so shameful. That's what make it so, the world so hard. That's what make everything so tough out here. When people tell me, when I say fuck love, they're like, man, you don't mean that. If people listening to me talk, if they don't believe I mean that yet, then they'll never believe that. And they could twist it and spin it and turn it and do whatever you want to do, do any kind of way you want to say it. I love family members and I love friends, and you could twist it any kind of way you want to twist it. But I'm keeping my heart in my chest. Until they put a what they call that, a warning sign, a manual book, parental expression advised, be careful, explicit, or whatever, until they bring out some warnings and all that shit on love and tell you how to love without being hurt, without being deceived and broke down. Before, whenever they figure out how to do all that, then I'm down with it. But I'm not down no more with trying to find love, and you got to go through, oh, she got an ex-boyfriend and she got a baby father, and you got to deal with the baby father, and you got to deal with the ex-boyfriend, and then she got a job around a lot of niggas, and she got a work husband, and she got friends, and she got girlfriends, and then you got to worry about this, and you got to worry about that. Man, I don't got time, man. I'm not beat. I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm loving the person that's looking back at me. No, I can't do it. Can't do it. God bless the people that's doing it, but I just can't do it. I can't. So for all the side chicks and the side dicks and the married men and the married women, I take my hat off to you. Because what I'm saying, if it don't apply, let it fly. I'm not pointing nobody out, singling. I'm never taunting nobody or trying to disrespect nobody or hurt nobody. I'm just talking from all experience I got in the world. Oh, Jay Sean, you this and that. I'd be like, oh, because everybody ever told me they love me, hurt me. I had women that come by me, and then they think it's best. They think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Left me for another man, then come back. Leave me for another man, then call me and want me back. But you done left for another man. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. The grass ain't greener on the other side of the fence. I be reading Texas. People try so hard to make you understand certain situations, man. Get out of here. Get out of here. Love ain't real. And I miss the fuck love. And anybody want love, that's okay with me. When you find it, you wrap it up. You send the ingredients to me. Tell me where it's at. Tell me how to understand it. Tell me how to have it. Tell me how to keep it. That's what you do for me. Tell me how to love. Tell me how to keep love. That's what I want to know. Because I feel sorry. I feel sorry for all the people out there who are looking for love in the wrong places. For real. Oh, my toe is killing me, this gout. Take me a pill and take it down. That's what I gotta do. I've been saying that since 10:15. But I really mean it this time. Anybody want to be a guest on my show? Inbox me and let me know. Anybody want to come on my show? People try to do so much. People do so much to you, then they want you to forget the shit they did. Not me. I'm a one-man army. That's what I am. A one-man army. I need some peanut butter. I got some Ritz crackers and I don't got no peanut butter. DJ. You still with me? Take us the fuck out of here. I ain't had a drink all night. Everybody know I be getting drunk. I think they cut the show off.
Thank you.